Hey everyone, welcome to episode 120 of my 123 Cents, the podcast. Today's guest is Jamie Mazauskas. He is a co-founder of Mania Crawl. I had him on the show back in the summer talking about SummerSlam and Mania Crawl then, but Mania Crawl for WrestleMania weekend is obviously a much bigger deal. WrestleMania in scope is so much larger than any of the other pay-per-views, and it's quite an experience. I got to go last year. Chad and I went to Mania Crawl in Dallas. We only made one stop, though. There were several stops. It's basically a bar crawl or a pub crawl where you go from bar to bar and commiserate with fellow wrestling fans, and it's a great opportunity to meet and hang out and chill, and it's a fundraiser for Connor's Cure, and we get more into that during the course of the discussion. It doesn't cost you anything. The bars work this out, work out the path, if you will. And it's very close to the stadium this year for WrestleMania. It's in walking distance, or you can Lyft is working out a deal with Mania Crawl this year as well. All those details, though, come up during the course of the interview. They're in the write-up as well here on Jittery Monkey and iTunes. A couple of quick wrestling notes. Obviously, Fastlane is happening as I record this, so I will be reacting to Fastlane via the My123Cents Facebook and blog at my123cents.com this week, so check out that. I didn't want to not get out of show on time this week with Mania Crawl coming up and wanted to get the promotion out for that. So we'll talk more about Fastlane over at my123cents.com. My only hope is that Kevin Owens is still the Universal Champion. However, I'm not 100% optimistic that that is the way things went. Anyway, we'll get to that, as I said, this week at my123cents.com. Also wanted to mention Stride Pro Wrestling, the one-year anniversary show happening over the weekend. A great event, some wonderful action. Tony Flood, if you've been following Stride Pro Wrestling, is back after being fired. He donned a mask and has been wrestling as El Fabuloso for the last several months, so that developed into something pretty quick. He kind of got the best of general manager Sam Hunter, so I'm curious to see what's going to happen and develop next there with Stride Pro Wrestling. The April show yet to be announced, but it will be coming up very soon. We'll have announcements on the Stride Pro Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. And in May, working on a big show as well happening in Pinckneyville. We're going on the road. So we'll talk more about that in the days and weeks to come here on the podcast and more. Plus, Cape Championship Wrestling returns to Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Later this month, on March 25th, I'll have all those details too. You can find them on the My123Cents Facebook page. And then Cape Con, it's an amazing event. We've had the organizer, Ken Murphy, on here before. They're doing a lot of wrestling this year with Cape Comic Con, so it's going to be a fun weekend as well. That's coming up in April, and I'll have, again, guests leading up to that. They're going to have a women's tournament going on that weekend, and just some legends. Colt Cabana, I know for sure, is going to be here. So, not that Colt's, he's a legend, sure, but he's also still a very active wrestler, a legend of the indie scene, I suppose. So, be sure to stick around, stay tuned for all those details as they become available here in the coming weeks, and just over a month away for Cape Comic Con. So looking forward again to that action. Stay tuned now for Mania Crawl.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 123 Cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
The guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! All right, everybody. As promised, the guest today is Jamie Mazauskas. He is the founder. Jamie, are you the founder or one of the founders of Mania Crawl?
Jason, we're the co-founders, so.
Okay, co-founder. And before we get too far into this, I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. I don't know if you could hear that. I just popped a top on one, and I figured if any episode is appropriate for having a beverage, it's this one. But Mania Crawl is more than just about enjoying WrestleMania weekend and enjoying an adult beverage or two. Talk a little bit about the origins and how you and Jason came up with this idea.
Well, first, let me grab into my fridge. I'll join you. All right. I popped mine.
Awesome. By the way, I'm having a dogfish head Festina peach. I think it's a relatively new brew. It's not too bad. It's got a bit of an acidity taste to it. Not very peachy, but I digress. We'll talk more about that on Craft Beerkins at some point. But Jamie, talk a little bit. Well, what are you drinking? And then tell me what a little bit more about Mania Crawl.
I have a Miller Lite, so not as fancy.
All right. That works, brother.
Well, Mania Crawl started now, it's going to be, I guess, 3 years ago. It was just an idea we had. We were heading to New Orleans, and basically, I'm a Giants, New York Giants season ticket holder, so I'm big on tailgating. We had a huge tailgate at MetLife Stadium for WrestleMania 29, and that was our first WrestleMania we've ever attended. We just said after that, we're like, we have to go to WrestleMania every year. So we knew that we weren't going to be able to do a tailgate in New Orleans. You know, so we were trying to think of a way to top that tailgate we had, because we had like 20 of our friends, you know, a bunch of grills, cornhole, the whole setup, a very elaborate tailgate, amazing food. So we're active members of Reddit Squared Circle, and okay, we always see people discuss meetups. So we were like, why don't we do a meetup, you know, with everybody? And then, you know, we were thinking, like, how would you get people there? And we were obviously going to New Orleans, so we're like, a bar crawl would be pretty cool down Bourbon Street. So at the time I was in college. I'm a graphic designer, so it was pretty easy to work up some promotional material to get people, get some attention. And, you know, people took notice, and, you know, that was 2 weeks before WrestleMania 30. And we had like a solid 250 people show up to our first Mania Crawl, which at the time it wasn't even called Mania Crawl. And so, you know, that's sort of how it happened. And we were, you know, walking down Bourbon Street from bar to bar. We went to about four bars that year. And someone said, like, so where is it going to be in San Francisco? And honestly, until that moment, I didn't even think about it. And I said, I don't know, but I'll let you know, because we're going. And it was just that moment when I don't even remember who it was asked me that question at one of the bars on Mania Crawl, and I was like, yeah, we have to do this every year. So that's sort of, you know, how it all came to be. And, you know, a simple idea sort of snowballed into event. Now we're heading into our sixth event.
That's right, because you do more than just WrestleMania. You've done. We had you on the show before, and that was the SummerSlam version of Mania Crawl. Is that right?
Yeah, we did it. We did an event for this year in Brooklyn for the second time. It was really cool. We teamed up with Jason Salamonster, so he had a lot of his listeners attend. Bill Apter was there. He did a book signing. And you know, it was probably our SummerSlam ones are a more condensed version of Mania Crawl, just because there's just naturally less people in the area. But we had about 100 people there. It was a fun time.
And I see that you're going to be in Orlando on April 2nd. You do this the Sunday of the event.
Yes.
And Mania Crawl Brooklyn coming in August 20th, that is SummerSlam, obviously happening again in Brooklyn. But talk a little bit more about Mania Crawl 4. When it started off,
you guys weren't necessarily doing this as a fundraiser, but now it's you've partnered up with Connor's Cure. Is that right?
Yeah, like I said, the first year was we had 2 weeks, so there wasn't a lot of ideas that came to fruition in the first year. Like, you know, we had a poster, we coordinated with the bars, and that was it. But going into the second year, especially being in college, I was able to develop this brand, you know, develop a logo, a name, and just, you know, drill it in. And then I was thinking, how, what is the purpose of this? You know, what do we want? And I've done a lot of work in my career, and ever since high school, in different charities, and just different fundraisers. So I thought it was a great opportunity to, you know, take Maniacrawl and, you know, give it a great purpose. And, you know, we're really proud of, you know, the work we've done with Connor's Cure, and we hope, you know, just to continue to raise money for them each year.
That's what I love about Maniacrawl. I mean, I love the camaraderie and meeting fans. I attended the event in Dallas for last year's WrestleMania. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it to Orlando this year, but I plan to be in New Orleans next year again. So we'll definitely make a stop by. How can fans get involved? Because this isn't necessarily anything you have to sign up for. It's just kind of come, and if you have some loose change or cash in your pocket, you guys kind of pass the hat, and that money is donated then to Connor's Cure.
Yeah, well, so there's different ways that people can get involved. Even if they're not attending, if they want to make a donation, they can visit our page. We have a donate button on our page, which brings you directly to the Children's Hospital's donation page that's set up, and you can donate directly to them under the Maniacrawl page. We're also selling shirts, which you can purchase at teespring.com/Maniacrawl2017. 100% of the proceeds will be donated towards Connor's Cure. And we are also offering a lift code, CRAWL4, which you can use anywhere in the United States. Actually, you probably could use anywhere that's lifts available. And, you know, but the idea is that Lyft will be our designated driver. And, you know, it's only about a 10-minute drive to the stadium. So you can use that if you are in attendance to get towards the stadium after Maniacrawl. It's $10 off your first ride. And, I mean, depending on how expensive the rides are, that probably will cover the cost because it's a very quick ride.
That's an awesome idea. I didn't even think of the concept of using Lyft because, you know, obviously you guys are there having fun. You're there for a good cause, but you know, alcohol is involved. So always, and you know, parking is crazy, especially, I don't know. You said, New Orleans was your first, MetLife Stadium was your first WrestleMania in New York. We went in Orlando back in 2008 and parking was a nightmare. So this deal with Lyft is brilliant because I think it's going to save you a lot of money in the long run as far as even parking goes, because we paid $20 and we probably still walked about a half mile and we were in a not so desirable area near the stadium. So great idea. Kudos to you guys on coming up with that.
Thanks. Yeah, no. So, I mean, that's the hope, is to make it easier for everybody. And all the money, we get a kickback from Lyft for everybody uses a code. So, again, all the money raised with that will be donated towards our total for Connor's Cure as well.
So, I'm assuming most people that are listening right now are wrestling fans and they know Connor's Cure, who Connor is. In case you don't, though, Connor was a young wrestling fan who met a lot of the WWE superstars. He was a big Daniel Bryan fan and was ringside was in the front row when Daniel Bryan won the WWE World title at WrestleMania 30. Sadly, he passed away just a few months after that. And WWE has kind of worked to create this legacy, if you will, in Connor's memory. And it goes toward child cancer research and treatment and all that stuff. So what was it, what compelled you guys to partner with Connor's Cure for this? Because I know they are big proponents of what you guys are doing.
I think it was just We weren't at first. We were brainstorming on different charities that we can work with, and it was just once we thought of Connor's Cure at that time, it became a no-brainer, and we were thinking, why didn't we think of this, you know, right off the bat? Because it just, I think it's better for wrestling fans to. I think we all have a common relationship to Connor's Cure, and we all understand it. And we can relate to it because we've seen all the videos. You know, we understand the type of work that WWE does, giving back to charity. So I think it's something that everybody can relate to, and it also ties in well to the event. And especially with Connor's Cure, what's nice about it is, like, it doesn't. The donations that they take go, it's really personal the way they use it. So your donation might go and pay for a family that is there for an extended amount of time in the hospital with their children and pay for like shampoo and deodorant, things like that. Maybe things like coloring books or anything like that for children in the hospital. So I think what they do with the money is really personal. So it's these people who are going through these hard times that your money is being directly given to them to make their day a little easier while dealing with these difficult situations.
Yeah, it's such a noble cause, and I appreciate the fact that you guys are doing this. And talk a little bit more about that day, Sunday, April 2nd. What time and where can fans start going and participating? I know you mentioned the website, maniacrawl.com. You guys are on social media as well, Instagram and Twitter. So be sure you give those pages a like and follow. I'll have all the links too in the write-up on this in the Jittery Monkey website. But talk a little bit about where folks can go and head out and participate.
Well, so Mania Crawl is going to be April 2nd, the day of WrestleMania. It's going to start at 11:30 a.m. at Sideshow, which is a bar on Wall Street. We teamed up with Wall Street Plaza, which is an entire bar, entire street that has about like eight different bars on it. We're going to be going to Sideshow at 11:30. At 1 o'clock, we're going to Hooch. And at 2 p.m., we're going to Waitiki. So, you know, it's a cool setup they have there because it they'll close down the whole road at times. I'm not sure if it's at all times, but they'll put tables and stuff in the road. They have, like, block parties. So it's a really cool environment. Like I said, it's only 10 minutes away from the stadium, and it's a less than 10-minute walk to where Monday Night Raw is. So it's in the vicinity of where everything is happening. So our hopes is that it will be easy for everybody coming to Mania Crawl to stop by there before then heading to the stadium. And the first 100 people will receive a free koozie. So if you guys are there by 11:30 a.m., we encourage that because we'll be giving you guys a free koozie. So we're handing those out. And it should be a good time. I think besides the charity work and, you know, the work that goes into it, the best time is just when we're there and we just get to enjoy the event because my favorite part is what we do is I think that we create this environment for all these wrestling fans to just enjoy themselves and they dive into, you know, deep, passionate conversations about what they think is going to happen. And, you know, these people, you know, clearly care so much about wrestling, as do I. We're traveling from all different corners of the world to come see WrestleMania. And, you know, a typical group is probably coming with maybe 2 to 4 people. And, you know, you don't have too much time before WrestleMania. So we just thought that this would be cool. It's a cool event for everybody to get together. And then it's, you know, you wouldn't be at a bar before WrestleMania and have a drink, and you might not necessarily talk to everybody at the bar. You might have a short conversation, but Mania Crawl allows everybody to, you know, all of a sudden you're friends with everybody, and you know, I've seen the same people, and I'm sure I'll see them this year, that have come to every single event, and it's just cool. It's a great environment, and I think everybody really enjoys it.
I'm looking at pictures from last year's event in Dallas, and you definitely know who the wrestling fans are. There's no – when you get to the first stop on the crawl, you don't have to worry. You won't have to ask for anyone. You will see cosplay going on and T-shirts and championship belts galore. So, and I think that's what makes it fun too, because wrestling fans, I mean, let's face it, sometimes we are kind of ostracized by the general public, I think. And this is a great way to all get together and talk freely and not worry about people listening and thinking, what the hell are these guys doing in these costumes and what are they talking about?
Yeah, no, that's seriously, you reminded me too, which I failed to mention. This year we're going to have a costume contest.
Awesome.
So anybody in attendance who's dressing up as their favorite wrestler, we're going to have a couple different categories that we'll announce. And we're going to be giving out some prizes. So we definitely encourage people to come up dressed up as Macho Man or John Cena or The Undertaker, whatever it is. But yeah, the costumes are great. But I agree. And you were there last year. You walk in and it's. I mean, I think at the first bar we were the only people there really, and we filled up that entire bar.
Yeah, it's great. It's amazing how many people were there. I think I was at your set. Might have been the second or might have been the last stop. And that place was completely packed with wrestling fans. And then everybody kind of moved on to the next place. And you're like, wow. So it's good for the local economy, too, wherever you're heading, wherever the wrestling event is being held. You guys are bringing it in. Now, you talked earlier about some possible street closures. And so are you coordinating with the bars before you guys get there, obviously, then?
Yeah, we coordinate with all the bars. They know that we're coming. That's why I just had Paul, who we're working with from Wall Street Plaza, he set up the perfect route for us, the bars that he felt would be work best for our group size, which is pretty large, while also making it convenient. So it's all on the same street, so we'll be able to walk all there, and I'm pretty sure that main road is closed, so it's really convenient for us to get from one to the other. But yeah, last year we literally counted at one point at the first bar, and it was just under 400 people, and then we didn't count again. So, you know, that's what I'm working with here, telling them that, you know, last year we had 400 people, and last year actually the location wasn't as convenient as this year's is. So we're hoping for an even bigger crowd this year.
That is awesome. Again, the website is maniacrawl.com. Pretty simple to remember there. And you can, if you're not going to WrestleMania, like I'm not going to be there, but I am going to go on and donate as well. It's easy to do. It's a great cause, and it's so much fun. I highly recommend. And it's probably the least expensive thing going on WrestleMania weekend, because all the shows and other events, I mean, you can go and have a beer. And like I said, throw a $5 bill into the hat once it comes around for Connor's Cure. Jamie, is there anything else you want to say before we kind of wrap things up?
No, thank you so much for having us on again. We really appreciate you, and as well as everybody who attends Mania Crawl, plus all the other people, podcasts and websites and bloggers that support us year after year. We can't thank you enough.
That's the thing about the wrestling community. I think that there are a lot of generous people, and you and Jason are evident of that, and then anyone who comes out to Mania Crawl. So it's my pleasure to help get the word out for you guys anytime I'm willing to do that. So thanks again, Jamie. Good luck, and I will see you in New Orleans.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Take care. Hey, everyone. I really hope you enjoyed today's show. Please, if you have a minute, head over to iTunes and leave a review. If you didn't like it, you think the show sucks, give it a 1-star. If you love it, give it 5 stars or anywhere in between, and leave a comment as well. I appreciate your feedback. I want to make this show fun and enjoyable for you, the listener, as well. And also, I want to encourage you to check out the other podcast right here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Of course, there is Positive Cynicism with Chad Smart, who you hear here on My 1-2-3 Cents from time to time. Also, the 5 Heart Podcast with Greg Mahochko. He takes a closer look at the Nebraska Cornhusker Athletics,
The most recent episode is one on wrestling. I don't think it's the wrestling we talk about here on My 123 Cents, but that's okay. Nerds United is a podcast all about comic books and nerd content, but Greg's actually been doing something different with it for the month of March. He's writing up new, fresh blogs every day, so be sure to check that out. He's got stuff on Saturday morning cartoons, remembering old school stuff, Doctor Who news, so be sure to check out jitterymonkey.com and stay caught up there. Also, my123cents.com, there is a new blog every day. It had a streak going on now since the middle of May last year, so be sure to check that out. Again, thank you all so much for your support, whether it's what I'm doing, whether it's the other wrestling groups that I'm working with, or, of course, the folks here at the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. We appreciate the support. Have a great week, everyone.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.